The Wisdom of Insecurity by Alan Watts. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Wisdom of Insecurity by Alan Watts is a book that explores the idea of living in the present moment and embracing uncertainty. Watts argues that the modern world is filled with anxiety and insecurity due to our attempts to control the future and our fear of the unknown. He believes that this fear is rooted in our desire for security and certainty, which is ultimately an illusion. He argues that the only way to truly be free is to accept the uncertainty of life and to live in the present moment. Watts begins by discussing the concept of security and how it is an illusion. He argues that security is an illusion because it is impossible to predict the future and control all of the variables that will affect our lives. He believes that our attempts to control the future only lead to anxiety and insecurity. He also argues that our fear of the unknown is rooted in our desire for security and certainty. Watts then discusses the concept of living in the present moment. He argues that the only way to truly be free is to accept the uncertainty of life and to live in the present moment. He believes that by living in the present moment, we can find peace and joy in life. He also argues that by embracing uncertainty, we can find freedom from our fears and anxieties. Finally, Watts discusses the importance of faith and trust. He argues that faith and trust are essential for living a meaningful life. He believes that by having faith and trust in the unknown, we can find peace and joy in life. He also argues that faith and trust can help us to accept the uncertainty of life and to live in the present moment. The Wisdom of Insecurity by Alan Watts is a book that explores the idea of living in the present moment and embracing uncertainty. Watts argues that the modern world is filled with anxiety and insecurity due to our attempts to control the future and our fear of the unknown. He believes that this fear is rooted in our desire for security and certainty, which is ultimately an illusion. He argues that the only way to truly be free is to accept the uncertainty of life and to live in the present moment. He also discusses the importance of faith and trust and how they can help us to accept the uncertainty of life and to live in the present moment. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Life is a process of continual change. Life is a process of continual change, and the only way to find peace is to accept and embrace this fact. We must learn to accept the uncertainty of life and find joy in the present moment. Main idea number two. The ego is an illusion. The ego is an illusion created by our minds to give us a sense of identity and control. We must learn to let go of our attachment to the ego and instead focus on the present moment and our connection to the world around us. Main idea number three. We must learn to accept death. Death is an inevitable part of life, and we must learn to accept it and find peace in the knowledge that our lives are finite. We must learn to live in the present moment and appreciate the beauty of life. Main idea number four. We must learn to let go of our attachments. We must learn to let go of our attachments to material possessions, relationships, and our own egos. We must learn to accept the impermanence of life and find joy in the present moment. Main idea number five. We must learn to accept uncertainty. We must learn to accept the uncertainty of life and find peace in the knowledge that we cannot control everything. We must learn to trust in the process of life and find joy in the present moment. Main idea number six. We must learn to appreciate the beauty of life. We must learn to appreciate the beauty of life and find joy in the present moment. We must learn to accept the impermanence of life and find peace in the knowledge that our lives are finite. Main idea number seven. We must learn to trust in the process of life. We must learn to trust in the process of life and find peace in the knowledge that we cannot control everything. We must learn to accept the uncertainty of life and find joy in the present moment. Main idea number 8. We must learn to find joy in the present moment. We must learn to find joy in the present moment and appreciate the beauty of life. We must learn to accept the uncertainty of life and trust in the process of life. Main idea number 9. We must learn to accept our limitations. We must learn to accept our limitations and find peace in the knowledge that we cannot control everything. We must learn to trust in the process of life and find joy in the present moment. Main idea number 10. We must learn to be mindful. We must learn to be mindful and find joy in the present moment. We must learn to accept the uncertainty of life and trust in the process of life. Main idea number 11. We must learn to be open to new experiences. We must learn to be open to new experiences and find joy in the present moment. We must learn to accept the uncertainty of life and trust in the process of life. Main idea number 12. We must learn to be compassionate. We must learn to be compassionate and find joy in the present moment. We must learn to accept the uncertainty of life and trust in the process of life. Main idea number 13. We must learn to be grateful. We must learn to be grateful and find joy in the present moment. We must learn to accept the uncertainty of life and trust in the process of life. Main idea number 14. We must learn to be present. We must learn to be present and find joy in the present moment. We must learn to accept the uncertainty of life and trust in the process of life. Main idea number 15. We must learn to be accepting. We must learn to be accepting and find joy in the present moment. We must learn to accept the uncertainty of life and trust in the process of life. Main idea number 16. We must learn to be patient. We must learn to be patient and find joy in the present moment. We must learn to accept the uncertainty of life and trust in the process of life. Main idea number 17. We must learn to be humble. We must learn to be humble and find joy in the present moment. We must learn to accept the uncertainty of life and trust in the process of life. Main idea number 18. We must learn to be content. We must learn to be content and find joy in the present moment. We must learn to accept the uncertainty of life and trust in the process of life. Main idea number 19. We must learn to be forgiving. We must learn to be forgiving and find joy in the present moment. We must learn to accept the uncertainty of life and trust in the process of life. Main idea number 20. We must learn to be accepting of ourselves. We must learn to be accepting of ourselves and find joy in the present moment. We must learn to accept the uncertainty of life and trust in the process of life. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Life is a process of continual change, and the only way to find peace is to accept and embrace this fact. We must learn to accept the uncertainty of life and find joy in the present moment. This means letting go of our attachment to the past and our expectations for the future, and instead focusing on the present. We must learn to be comfortable with the unknown and to trust that whatever happens, we will be able to handle it. This is not an easy task, but it is essential if we are to find true peace and contentment. We must learn to be flexible and open to change, and to trust that life will unfold in its own way. We must learn to be comfortable with the unknown and to trust that whatever happens, we will be able to handle it. We must learn to accept the uncertainty of life and find joy in the present moment. Life is a journey, and it is up to us to make the most of it. We must learn to accept the changes that come our way and to find joy in the present moment. We must learn to be flexible and open to change, and to trust that life will unfold in its own way. Life is a process of continual change, and the only way to find peace is to accept and embrace this fact. Main idea number 2. The ego is an illusion created by our minds to give us a sense of identity and control. We often become so attached to this illusion that we forget that it is just that, an illusion. We become so focused on our own sense of self that we forget to appreciate the beauty and complexity of the world around us. We become so attached to our own ideas and beliefs that we forget to be open to new perspectives and experiences. In order to break free from the illusion of the ego, we must learn to let go of our attachment to it. We must learn to be present in the moment and to appreciate the beauty and complexity of the world around us. We must learn to be open to new perspectives and experiences. We must learn to be humble and to recognize that we are all part of something much larger than ourselves. By letting go of our attachment to the ego, we can begin to experience a greater sense of peace and connection to the world around us. We can begin to appreciate the beauty and complexity of life and to recognize our place in it. We can begin to live in harmony with the world and to recognize our interconnectedness with all of life. Main idea number 3. Death is an unavoidable part of life, and it is important to learn to accept it. We must come to terms with the fact that our lives are finite and that one day we will all pass away. It is important to remember that death is not the end, but rather a transition to something else. We must learn to live in the present moment and appreciate the beauty of life, rather than worrying about the future or dwelling on the past. We must learn to accept death and find peace in the knowledge that our lives are finite. We must also learn to appreciate the time we have and make the most of it. We must strive to live life to the fullest and make meaningful connections with those around us. We must learn to be grateful for the time we have and cherish the moments we share with our loved ones. We must learn to accept death and find solace in the knowledge that our lives are finite, but that our memories and legacies will live on. Main idea number 4. We must learn to let go of our attachments to material possessions, relationships, and our own egos. We must recognize that nothing in life is permanent and that our attachments can often lead to suffering. We must learn to accept the impermanence of life and find joy in the present moment. We must learn to be content with what we have and to appreciate the beauty of life without clinging to it. We must learn to be open to change and to embrace the uncertainty of life with courage and grace. We must learn to be mindful of our thoughts and feelings and to be aware of our attachments. We must learn to be compassionate towards ourselves and others and to recognize that we are all connected. We must learn to let go of our expectations and to accept that life is unpredictable. We must learn to be present in the moment and to savor the beauty of life without clinging to it. We must learn to be grateful for what we have and to be open to the possibilities of life. We must learn to trust in the process of life and to have faith that everything will work out in the end. We must learn to let go of our attachments and to find peace and contentment in the present moment. Main idea number 5. We must learn to accept the uncertainty of life and find peace in the knowledge that we cannot control everything. We must learn to trust in the process of life and find joy in the present moment, even when we don't know what the future holds. We must learn to be comfortable with the unknown and embrace the mystery of life. We must learn to be open to change and accept that life is unpredictable. We must learn to be flexible and adaptable to whatever life throws our way. We must learn to be resilient and find strength in the face of adversity. We must learn to be content with what we have and find joy in the simple things. We must learn to be present and appreciate the beauty of the moment. We must learn to accept uncertainty and find peace in the knowledge that life is a journey and we are all on it together. Main idea number 6. We must learn to appreciate the beauty of life and find joy in the present moment. We must learn to savor the small moments and recognize the beauty in the everyday. We must learn to be grateful for the people and experiences that make our lives meaningful. We must learn to accept the impermanence of life and find peace in the knowledge that our lives are finite. We must learn to be content with what we have and to find joy in the simple pleasures of life. We must learn to be mindful of our thoughts and feelings and to be present in the moment. We must learn to be kind to ourselves and to others, and to recognize the beauty in the world around us. We must learn to appreciate the beauty of life and to recognize the preciousness of each moment. We must learn to be open to new experiences and to embrace change. We must learn to be compassionate and understanding towards ourselves and others. We must learn to be patient and to accept that life is a journey. We must learn to be humble and to recognize that we are all part of something much bigger than ourselves. We must learn to be grateful for the blessings in our lives and to find joy in the simple things. Main idea number 7. We must learn to trust in the process of life and find peace in the knowledge that we cannot control everything. We must accept that life is unpredictable and that we cannot always be certain of the outcome. We must learn to be comfortable with the unknown and to embrace the uncertainty of life. We must learn to be open to the possibilities that life presents us and to trust that whatever happens, it is for the best. We must learn to be present in the moment and to appreciate the beauty of life. We must learn to be grateful for the blessings we have and to find joy in the small moments. We must learn to be content with what we have and to trust that whatever happens, it is part of a larger plan. We must learn to trust in the process of life and to find peace in the knowledge that we are part of something greater. We must learn to trust in the process of life and to find strength in the knowledge that we are not alone. We must learn to be open to the possibilities that life presents us and to trust that whatever happens, it is for the best. We must learn to be comfortable with the unknown and to embrace the uncertainty of life. We must learn to trust in the process of life and to find peace in the knowledge that we are part of something greater. Main idea number 8. We must learn to find joy in the present moment and appreciate the beauty of life. We must learn to accept the uncertainty of life and trust in the process of life. We must learn to be content with what we have and not be constantly striving for more. We must learn to be mindful of our thoughts and feelings and be aware of how they affect our lives. We must learn to be grateful for the blessings we have and to be open to the possibilities of the future. We must learn to be kind to ourselves and to others, and to be compassionate and understanding. We must learn to be present in the moment and to savor the beauty of life. We must learn to be open to change and to embrace the unknown. We must learn to be flexible and to accept that life is unpredictable. We must learn to be patient and to trust that everything will work out in the end. We must learn to be resilient and to find strength in the face of adversity. We must learn to be courageous and to take risks in order to grow and evolve. We must learn to be humble and to recognize our own limitations. We must learn to be optimistic and to have faith in the future. We must learn to find joy in the present moment and to appreciate the beauty of life. We must learn to be mindful of our thoughts and feelings and to be aware of how they affect our lives. We must learn to be grateful for the blessings we have and to be open to the possibilities of the future. We must learn to be kind to ourselves and to others, and to be compassionate and understanding. We must learn to be present in the moment and to savor the beauty of life. Main idea number 9. We must learn to accept our limitations and find peace in the knowledge that we cannot control everything. We must recognize that life is unpredictable and that we cannot always be in control of our circumstances. We must learn to trust in the process of life and find joy in the present moment, rather than trying to control the future. We must accept that we are limited in our abilities and that we cannot always have the answers. We must learn to be comfortable with uncertainty and to embrace the unknown. We must learn to be content with what we have and to appreciate the beauty of life, even when it is difficult. Accepting our limitations can be a difficult process, but it is essential for our growth and development. When we learn to accept our limitations, we can begin to focus on what we can do and how we can make the most of our lives. We can learn to appreciate the small moments and find joy in the simple things. We can learn to be content with what we have and to trust in the process of life. We can learn to be comfortable with uncertainty and to embrace the unknown. By accepting our limitations, we can find peace and joy in the present moment. Main idea number 10. We must learn to be mindful and find joy in the present moment. We must learn to accept the uncertainty of life and trust in the process of life. We must learn to be aware of our thoughts, feelings, and actions, and to be mindful of how they affect our lives and the lives of those around us. We must learn to be open to new experiences and to be willing to take risks. We must learn to be compassionate and understanding towards ourselves and others. We must learn to be patient and to take the time to appreciate the beauty of life. We must learn to be grateful for the blessings we have and to be content with what we have. We must learn to be present in the moment and to savor the joys of life. Mindfulness is a practice that can help us to be more aware of our thoughts, feelings, and actions, and to be more present in the moment. It can help us to be more accepting of ourselves and others, and to be more compassionate and understanding. It can help us to be more patient and to appreciate the beauty of life. It can help us to be more grateful for the blessings we have and to be content with what we have. Mindfulness can help us to find joy in the present moment and to be more mindful of how our thoughts, feelings, and actions affect our lives and the lives of those around us. Main idea number 11. We must learn to be open to new experiences and find joy in the present moment. We must learn to accept the uncertainty of life and trust in the process of life. We must be willing to take risks and explore the unknown, even if it means stepping outside of our comfort zone. We must be willing to embrace change and be flexible in our thinking. We must be willing to accept failure and learn from our mistakes. We must be willing to accept the beauty of life and all its imperfections. We must be willing to be vulnerable and accept the love and support of others. We must be willing to be open to new ideas and perspectives, and to challenge our own beliefs and assumptions. We must be willing to be curious and explore the world around us. We must be willing to be brave and take risks in order to grow and evolve. We must be willing to be kind and compassionate to ourselves and others. We must be willing to be present and enjoy the journey of life. Main idea number 12. We must learn to be compassionate and find joy in the present moment. We must learn to accept the uncertainty of life and trust in the process of life. We must learn to be kind to ourselves and to others, to be understanding and forgiving, and to recognize the beauty and value of all life. We must learn to be open to new experiences and to embrace change. We must learn to be patient and to trust that everything will work out in the end. We must learn to be grateful for the blessings we have and to be content with what we have. We must learn to be humble and to recognize our own limitations. We must learn to be generous with our time, energy, and resources. We must learn to be mindful of our thoughts, words, and actions, and to be mindful of the impact they have on others. We must learn to be compassionate and to recognize the interconnectedness of all life. Compassion is not something that can be taught in a classroom or acquired through a book. It is something that must be cultivated through practice and experience. We must learn to be compassionate by being kind to ourselves and to others, by being understanding and forgiving, and by recognizing the beauty and value of all life. We must learn to be compassionate by being open to new experiences and embracing change. We must learn to be compassionate by being patient and trusting that everything will work out in the end. We must learn to be compassionate by being grateful for the blessings we have and being content with what we have. We must learn to be compassionate by being humble and recognizing our own limitations. We must learn to be compassionate by being generous with our time, energy, and resources. We must learn to be compassionate by being mindful of our thoughts, words, and actions, and by being mindful of the impact they have on others. Main idea number 13. We must learn to be grateful and find joy in the present moment. Life is unpredictable and ever-changing, and it is important to accept this uncertainty and trust in the process of life. We must learn to appreciate the beauty of the present moment, no matter how difficult it may be. We must learn to be thankful for the good things in our lives, and to recognize the blessings that come our way. We must learn to be content with what we have, and to be open to the possibilities that life brings. Gratitude is a powerful emotion that can help us to find peace and joy in our lives. It can help us to appreciate the small moments and to recognize the beauty in the world around us. It can help us to be more mindful and to be more present in our lives. Gratitude can help us to be more compassionate and understanding towards others, and to be more accepting of ourselves. Gratitude can help us to find joy in the present moment, and to be more open to the possibilities that life brings. Main idea number 14. We must learn to be present and find joy in the present moment. We must learn to accept the uncertainty of life and trust in the process of life. We must learn to be mindful of our thoughts, feelings, and actions, and to be aware of our environment and the people around us. We must learn to be open to new experiences and to be willing to take risks. We must learn to be flexible and to adapt to changing circumstances. We must learn to be patient and to accept that some things take time. We must learn to be compassionate and understanding towards ourselves and others. We must learn to be grateful for the blessings in our lives and to appreciate the beauty of the world around us. We must learn to be present and to savor each moment. We must learn to be content with what we have and to be thankful for the opportunities that come our way. We must learn to be resilient and to keep going even when things don't go our way. We must learn to be kind and to show love and kindness to those around us. We must learn to be humble and to recognize our own limitations. We must learn to be courageous and to take risks in pursuit of our dreams. We must learn to be honest and to speak our truth. We must learn to be present and to live in the moment. We must learn to be mindful of our thoughts, feelings, and actions, and to be aware of our environment and the people around us. We must learn to be open to new experiences and to be willing to take risks. We must learn to be flexible and to adapt to changing circumstances. We must learn to be patient and to accept that some things take time. We must learn to be compassionate and understanding towards ourselves and others. We must learn to be grateful for the blessings in our lives and to appreciate the beauty of the world around us. Main idea number 15. We must learn to be accepting of the present moment and find joy in it. We must learn to accept the uncertainty of life and trust in the process of life. We must learn to be open to change and to embrace the unknown. We must learn to be tolerant of others and to accept their differences. We must learn to be compassionate and understanding of those who are different from us. We must learn to be patient and to accept that life is a journey and not a destination. We must learn to be forgiving and to let go of the past. We must learn to be kind and to show love and kindness to those around us. We must learn to be humble and to recognize our own limitations. We must learn to be grateful for the blessings we have been given and to appreciate the beauty of life. We must learn to be accepting of ourselves and to recognize our own strengths and weaknesses. We must learn to be accepting of our mistakes and to learn from them. We must learn to be accepting of our emotions and to express them in healthy ways. We must learn to be accepting of our fears and to face them with courage. We must learn to be accepting of our successes and to celebrate them. We must learn to be accepting of our failures and to learn from them. We must learn to be accepting of our dreams and to pursue them with passion. We must learn to be accepting of our journey and to enjoy the ride. Main idea number 16. We must learn to be patient and find joy in the present moment. Life is unpredictable and full of surprises, and we must learn to accept this uncertainty and trust in the process of life. We must learn to be patient and not expect immediate results. We must learn to be content with what we have and not be constantly striving for more. We must learn to be patient and enjoy the journey, rather than focusing on the destination. We must learn to be patient and take the time to appreciate the small moments that make up our lives. Patience is a virtue that can be cultivated with practice. We must learn to be patient with ourselves and with others. We must learn to be patient with our mistakes and our successes. We must learn to be patient with the process of life and trust that everything will work out in the end. We must learn to be patient and find joy in the present moment, rather than constantly striving for something better in the future. We must learn to be patient and find peace in the present moment. We must learn to be patient and trust that life will unfold in its own time. We must learn to be patient and accept that life is full of surprises and that we can never truly know what the future holds. We must learn to be patient and find joy in the journey, rather than focusing on the destination. Main idea number 17. We must learn to be humble and find joy in the present moment. We must learn to accept the uncertainty of life and trust in the process of life. We must learn to be content with what we have and not be driven by the need to acquire more. We must learn to be grateful for the blessings we have and not be consumed by envy of what others have. We must learn to be kind and compassionate to ourselves and others, and to recognize that we are all connected in this journey of life. We must learn to be humble and recognize that we are all part of something much bigger than ourselves. We must learn to be open to new ideas and perspectives, and to be willing to learn from our mistakes. We must learn to be humble and recognize that we are all part of a larger whole, and that our actions have an impact on the world around us. We must learn to be humble and to recognize that we are all part of a larger story. We must learn to be humble and to recognize that we are all part of a larger plan. We must learn to be humble and to recognize that we are all part of a larger journey. Main idea number 18. We must learn to be content and find joy in the present moment. We must learn to accept the uncertainty of life and trust in the process of life. We must learn to be grateful for what we have and to appreciate the beauty of the world around us. We must learn to be content with our own company and to find peace in solitude. We must learn to be content with our own thoughts and feelings, and to be comfortable with our own imperfections. We must learn to be content with our own successes and failures, and to be humble in our successes and resilient in our failures. We must learn to be content with our own decisions and to trust our own judgment. We must learn to be content with our own lives and to be content with the lives of others. We must learn to be content with the present moment and to be content with the future. We must learn to be content with the world as it is, and to be content with the way things are. We must learn to be content with the good and the bad, and to be content with the highs and lows. We must learn to be content with the unknown and to be content with the mystery of life. We must learn to be content with the beauty and the chaos, and to be content with the joy and the sorrow. We must learn to be content with the love and the loss, and to be content with the pain and the pleasure. We must learn to be content with the life we have and to be content with the life we are given. Main idea number 19. We must learn to be forgiving and find joy in the present moment. We must recognize that life is unpredictable and that we cannot control everything. We must accept that mistakes will be made and that we will not always get what we want. We must learn to forgive ourselves and others for our mistakes and to move on. We must learn to be compassionate and understanding towards ourselves and others. We must learn to be patient and to trust in the process of life. We must learn to be forgiving and to let go of our expectations and attachments. We must learn to accept that life is full of surprises and that we cannot always predict the outcome. We must learn to be open to new experiences and to embrace change. We must learn to be flexible and to accept that life is full of ups and downs. We must learn to be kind and to show compassion to ourselves and others. We must learn to be forgiving and to find joy in the present moment. We must learn to appreciate the beauty of life and to be grateful for all that we have. We must learn to be content with what we have and to trust in the process of life. We must learn to be forgiving and to find peace in the present moment. Main idea number 20. We must learn to be accepting of ourselves and find joy in the present moment. We must learn to accept that life is unpredictable and that we cannot control everything. We must learn to be comfortable with the unknown and trust that life will unfold in its own way. We must learn to be kind to ourselves and recognize that we are all imperfect and that our mistakes are part of the learning process. We must learn to be open to change and to embrace the beauty of life's journey. We must learn to be accepting of ourselves and to find joy in the moments that make up our lives. We must learn to be accepting of our flaws and to recognize that we are all unique and have something special to offer. We must learn to be compassionate towards ourselves and to forgive ourselves for our mistakes. We must learn to be patient with ourselves and to recognize that growth takes time. We must learn to be accepting of our emotions and to recognize that they are part of the human experience. We must learn to be accepting of ourselves and to recognize that we are all worthy of love and belonging. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, If you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.